This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government extends ban on imports of four lavish goods till mid-December. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma urges World Bank to prioritize Nepal in mountain conservation and economic revival initiatives. 901 mountaineers receive permission for winter expeditions in various mountains and peaks in Nepal. 9th National Games kicks off in Pokhara, and Japanese yen touches 32-year low against US dollar. Now the news in detail. The government has fixed the minimum foreign direct investment limit to Nepal at 20 million rupees. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, said a meeting of the Council of Ministers held today took the decision. Minister Karki also said that ban on imports of different four lavish goods, effective till 14th of October, is extended up to mid-December. The cabinet also decided to unlock difficulties to extend the tenure of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission of Investigation on the enforced disappeared persons rather until July 17, 2023. Likewise, the cabinet formed a talk team under the Chief of the International Economic Assistance Coordination Division of the Ministry of Finance to hold a dialogue to give a final toss to the document on loan assistance of $200 million from the Asian Development Bank for School Education Sector Program. Similarly, the government will allow 37 foreign nationals from different countries to leave Nepal within 3 months by writing off passport fee, delay fee and fine. As per the government decision, the local levels of Jumla, Humla, Mugu and Calicut districts of Karnali province hit hard by the floods and landslides would be declared disaster hit zone in a bid to minimize future losses and damage. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has urged the World Bank to place Nepal on priority in its several initiatives such as the conservation of the mountainous region, economic revival of rural areas and green corridor along river banks. Finance Minister Sharma made the request during a meeting with the World Bank's Vice President for South Asia, Martin Rager, in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. The U.S.-based Nepali embassy informed that matters related to the progress of the program run by the World Bank were discussed on the occasion. Likewise, Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar held a meeting with Vice President of Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC's Compact Operation Department, Cameron Alfred. They discussed the issue of timely completing the MCC project in Nepal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Wisal expressed her confidence that the Sunkosi Marine Diverse and Multipurpose Project would help fulfill the country's dream of prosperity. Talking to the media persons following the inspection of the under-construction National Pride Project in Sindhuli District today, Minister Wisal viewed that the project would boost production of food items upon its completion. The project is also expected to generate 31.7 megawatt of electricity. Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Lal Babu Rawat, has removed three ministers from the province's cabinet who were representing the Nepali Congress. Chief Minister Rawat removed ministers Ram Saroj Yadav, Om Prakash Sharma and Birvendra Prasad Singh in a tit-for-tat move after Prime Minister Sid Bahadur Deva removed four ministers representing the Janata Samajwadi Party from the federal cabinet yesterday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki assumed office, also taking the responsibility to look after the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. On the occasion, Minister Karki expressed his commitment to promoting and ensuring the rule of law and good governance in practice. President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday designated the responsibility of the Law Ministry to Minister Karki as the term of the Law Minister Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala ended. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has granted permissions to 901 mountaineers of 108 groups for winter expeditions in various 35 mountains and peaks in Nepal. According to the Department of Tourism, the highest number of permits were issued for Mount Manaslu. The department said permissions were issued for 5 persons of a group to climb Mount Everest. So far, the department has collected over 70 million rupees in royalty from permits issued for the winter expeditions this year. The 9th National Games has kicked off today. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun inaugurated the National Games amidst a special ceremony held in Pokhara Stadium today. At the inaugural session, a best wishes message sent by President Vidyadevi Bhandari was also read out. A total of 36 sports of the National Games have been featured in the Grand Sports event. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Japanese yen tossed a 32-year low against the U.S. dollar after official figures showed that prices had risen faster than expected in America. The yen fell to 147.66 against the U.S. dollar before regaining some ground. Japanese Finance Minister Sunichi Suzuki said the government will take appropriate action against the currency's volatility. Last month, Japan spent almost $20 billion to prop up the country's struggling currency. Communities in three Australian states have been ordered to evacuate as torrential rain brings major flooding. According to the BBC, parts of the country have received up to four times their average October rainfall in just 24 hours. At least 500 homes have been flooded, one person has died and another is missing as the disaster unfolds. Widespread flooding across Australia has killed more than 20 people this year. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has been worst hit this week. Several communities have been ordered to evacuate, including some in their state capital, Melbourne. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light rain or thunder and lightning to occur at some places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government extends ban on imports of full lavish goods till mid-December. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma urges World Bank to prioritize Nepal in mountain conservation and economic revival initiatives. 901 mountaineers receive permission for winter expeditions in various mountains and peaks in Nepal. 9th National Games kicks off in Pokhara, and Japanese yen touches 32-year low against the U.S. dollar. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.